The following podcast is recorded and produced by the Podcast Precinct in affiliation with the network at bicbp-radio.com. The Podcast Precinct. Consistency, creativity, culture.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Eat, Sleep, List, your home for list making here on the network at bicbp-radio.com. My name is Dan Torres. I know I sound like a new voice because I haven't been on here in what feels like forever, but I am back. I'm ready to go. No Brian this week. He's got life things that are coming up, as we all do right now, as I was
Voice contusions.
Yes, contusions, we'll call them, for the time being. But, of course, with me is the creator of Eat Sleep List and our third host on the show, Mr. Matt Johnson. Matt, it is so good to see your face and talk to you. It's been forever.
It is great to see you, my man, because you and I have not, I haven't seen your face since our last recording, which was our last recording together, which was basically the closing of the studio, which was almost a month ago, probably 3 weeks. I'm not exactly 100%. I don't exactly remember when that recording was, but it's been about 3 weeks, so it's been a long time. I'm happy to see you, of course. I can't wait to get the full band back together, all right? You know, you, me, and Brian out here making lists and having some fun, but it is great to see you.
Yeah, those are my favorite episodes when the three of us are together and we're all just riffing off of each other because, you know, it's just a great place to be and a great think tank, if you will, for everything. You've been super, super busy recently. Yes. And we kind of have this YouTube thing going, or you kind of have this YouTube thing going for the past couple of weeks. And I meant to tell you, great job on that, my man.
Thank you very much. Very nervous, very nervous. It's very different when you're recording and I could do this show all day, no problem, easy, but there's something weird about having a camera in your face. And feel like you're talking to the world. It's a very different vibe. But I did mention last week with Brian on the episode that I was getting ready to do an Eat Sleep List YouTube page. That page is now fully underway. So if you listen to us and want to subscribe, I'd appreciate it. It's going to be pretty much – it's going to be myself. It's going to be kind of a me thing, doing – working through various – lists. We're going to revisit old lists, but I'm coming from a more educational I'm trying to think of the angle, but beneficial perspective when I'm doing this. Mental, social health, emotional health, all that stuff. So for every list we do, I have lessons, I have reasons why we're doing it, and we're still going to make a list. Our first two episodes will drop Monday, this upcoming Monday, which will be what I call a mirror list Monday, which is more reflective stuff, trying to work through some things, better ourselves, set some goals. And then fun list Friday, those will air every single Friday, which I'm very, very excited for. But that's what's going on, so please find it. It's just Eat Sleep List on YouTube. We have an intro video. I have an intro video out. It's all set to go, but the work starts this upcoming Monday. So.
Yeah, it's super exciting, and you've been really, really killing it. So go subscribe to that if you have not already. Our list for today, to be honest, I don't know necessarily why I picked this one, but if you clicked on it, it's our top 10 favorite Super Bowl halftime shows. And I think I picked this list because Normally in the first week of February or the first week of the year, the Super Bowl happens. Weirdly, it's not happening this year for some reason. I don't know why. But the Super Bowl is just non-existent this year. They just decided to take a break and nothing's going on. So in honor of, I hear there's a Kendrick Lamar concert, but I don't know when that's going on. But in honor of that Kendrick Lamar concert, it got me thinking, you know, when the Super Bowl would normally be going on, we've had some really good halftime shows.
Yes.
And I wanted to reminisce on some of the better ones that we've seen in our lifetime. And it's another combination of our two favorite things. We've talked about music in the past, mm-hmm. and we've talked about football or football-related things in the past. And this is a great way to combine both. And I'm interested to hear yours because I know your music taste at this point a little bit, and I kind of can think I can place a little bit of what you'll have on there. But I'm curious to see what some of your entries are on here.
There should be, yeah, it's a fun one. I'm not like, live music is so tricky, I will say this, because it never sounds, I feel like it very rarely sounds as good as what you hear on a radio, a CD, a cassette player, a record, what do they call them, a 45?
45.
I'm just going through all the music.
Eight track. There you go.
I'm going through all the music memories right now. And that rarely ever sounds as good as that. But there are some really, really good shows that I've enjoyed, you know, and I associate them all with very special memories. So I'm very glad you did an off-brand because I felt like, you know, to be culturally relevant, you know, you have to almost do something football related this week. But I know mentally I'm checked out. I have no intention of watching the Super Bowl this year. That's how just like I am with football right now.
But, none. And what's crazy is even last year I was like, all right, I'll watch it, I guess, if you're gonna make me. But this year,
the only reason I watched it last year was because it was associated with my diaper party.
I know, and it wasn't even. I didn't even mean you directly. I just
no, I know.
In general, like the world. If the world was going to make me watch it, at least I'm going to do that. But no, I don't. This I don't care. The only person I would be happy for, if anybody, is Saquon Barkley. Like
that's about it.
That's the only person. So go Saquon, but everybody else can shove it. Like I just, I don't care. It's sickening to me. The whole thing is just sickening.
Yeah, it's gross. I feel like it's a big slap in the face.
But anyway, on to some good halftime shows and some good music. Are you ready to make a list, buddy?
Let's make a list.
All right. Our top 10 favorite Super Bowl halftime shows. Matt, you're number 10.
All right. So I'm going to start off with a great one. Early childhood memory. This one is from 2004, which means it was the 2003-04 season. I'm pretty sure that was the Patriots-Panthers Super Bowl, which is weird to think about now because of how bad both those teams are currently. But I'm going to go it's a combination. It's a big combination. Nelly, Jessica Simpson, Kid Rock, Diddy, Justin Timberlake, and Janet Jackson. I don't remember much of the music performance, but what I do remember is the first time I've ever seen a boob in my life, and that is iconic for me. That is my number 10. It was the oldest boob I've ever seen to date, to this point. But hey, as a young teenager that's starting to experience things, I was like, whoa, that's a boob. I'm free national television with the world watching. But no, I mean, there's honestly some, aside from Jessica Simpson, those are some really talented musical performers.
It's just hilarious how you started talking about that. And I was like, wait, is that the one? Like immediately, I just went to, wait, that's, oh, yeah. Oh. But it was a good halftime show aside from that, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, again, that, and I don't know, I still don't know why Jessica Simpson's famous, but. Everybody else is like very talented, and Diddy, you know, gross, disgusting human. If everything that he's being accused of is coming out, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend like he wasn't a talented, you know, music artist. He does have some bangers out there, you know. So That's my number 10.
I love it. Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, that one just missed my list. There were others that took precedent, but I was hoping that you would have it in some capacity on here so we could talk about it, because it is such an iconic Super Bowl for the wrong reasons, mind you. But
that's one of the honestly iconic. One of the best Super Bowls I've ever watched too. Like I think that game is very, very underrated in the grand scheme of Super Bowl games, people looking back on stuff. That was a very, very good game.
Yeah, that was, let's see, Houston, Texas, February 1st, 2004. And it was Patriots and Carolina Panthers.
Yep.
You were right.
Jake Delhomme. So, yeah.
Yes, sir.
There it is.
Very good.
Thank you.
My number 10, it's so hard because I love all these shows for different reasons. I think at the bottom, just because, so I'm putting like spectacle in here too, and I'm putting like an element of that within here.
Yeah.
And this is one of my favorite bands of all time, one of my favorite people of all time. But overall, it wasn't the most flashy show, and I think that's why I'm putting it at 10. And I'm talking about Tampa, Florida. February 1st, 2009, in a game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Arizona Cardinals, we have Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Yeah.
They were awesome. I've always had a soft spot for Bruce Springsteen. One of my best friends is a huge Bruce Springsteen fan, and it's made me one by association. I've always loved watching him perform. The man can work a crowd. And his band is so legendary for so many reasons, for a reason. And he just really, really brought the energy in that one. And it's just one of those ones that it was so clean that you can't really have a problem with it. Like, it just seemed very seamless, very flawless. And he did a great job with that one, him and his band both. So that comes in at my number 10.
That's a good choice. Did it not make my list, but Springsteen is, you know, he's always been a really great performer. So it just makes sense. Yeah, I love that choice. I love that selection. There's nothing wrong with that one at all. So
yeah, he's the man. And call him the boss for a reason.
That's right. That's right.
Number 9 on our list.
Okay. My number 9, I'm going to... okay, so this one is the earliest Super Bowl halftime show that I personally remember. I remember staying up watching some Super Bowls because that was just a thing. I remember it was this great, you know, every Sunday, every Super Bowl Sunday, we'd have, it would be us, the family, my mom would make a big thing of chili, and we'd just sit there and watch the Super Bowl until we were ready for bed because we had to go to school in the morning. But the earliest halftime show that I genuinely remember, I remember earlier games. I don't remember earlier halftime shows, but the earliest one was from 2000. So it would have been the Rams Titans Super Bowl from 99-2000 season. Mm-hmm. It is Tina Turner, Tony Braxton, Enrique Iglesias, Christina Aguilera, and Phil Collins. Collins was basically, I more so remember Phil. Because this is at the time where it felt like every Disney movie had a Phil Collins song attached to it. But this is around Tarzan time.
Yeah.
So he's basically shilling that, you know, his performance in that, which was, you know, another fantastic album. But this is, yeah, this is the first Super Bowl halftime show that I remember, like, sitting through and enjoying. Not, you know, just not like, oh, it's halftime, let me go run away and play with toys until the game comes back on or something. Like, I remember that's the first one I actually sat down and was like, okay, this is cool. Because you're playing Disney music. And, you know, Disney fanatic. Tarzan is a great movie. But, yeah, just a great halftime show.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, that was at the Georgia Dome. The theme of that one was Tapestry of Nations, which is interesting. I'm on the Wikipedia as we're going, and I'm kind of looking up the facts on everything.
No, it helps. I mean, it helps. I mean, jog some of my memories a little bit too. So I'm glad that you are.
But I've never heard some of these themes before, and that's going to be hilarious to me as we're going through this. Like,
yeah,
they've
never really outright, at least to my recollection, outright said, "Hey, there's a theme here." So,
yeah, exactly. Very good. That's a great one.
Thank you.
In researching and remembering a bunch of these, I passed that one quite a bit, and people had a lot of good things to say about it. I'm going to go with Bruno Mars at my number 9. His first one that he did, which I believe, let me just make sure I have all my facts correct here. So yes, this was February 2nd, 2014. This was the infamous Denver Broncos and Seattle Seahawks Peyton Manning game where Peyton missed the first snap off the jump, and it was just a disaster of a Super Bowl for him. This one I remember because it was Bruno and it was the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and a lot of people were kind of crapping on Bruno Mars a little bit because he wasn't big yet, and like people didn't recognize his talent level and like some of his performance aesthetic and the way he puts it together. So going into it, I kind of knew, okay, I think he's going to blow everybody away with this. Like, I think this is going to be really good. And he delivered really, really well. Started off with an amazing, like, drum solo set at the beginning. Blew everybody away with this set. And then handed it over to the Chili Peppers, who did give it away and kept the energy going. And Bruno ended it strong, too. And it was kind of like a worldwide coming out party for him. In a way, and I remember just being so satisfied with that and the way he put everything together when it came to that. Yeah, so this was like I said, it was the infamous Super Bowl where Peyton kind of shit the bed a little bit in East Rutherford, New Jersey at MetLife Stadium, and Bruno Mars comes in at my number 9.
Excellent, and ironically enough, it comes in at my number 8.
Oh, great. Perfect.
It seems it's such a weird combination to think about, isn't it? Bruno Mars and Red Hot Chili Peppers. I just feel like it doesn't blend well. But Bruno Mars was red hot at this time. My God, like all the comparisons to Michael Jackson's just performance, ability to perform on a stage. Right, you're not just getting it somebody singing, you're getting a whole show. Bruno Mars is excellent at everything he does. And Red Hot Chili Peppers, they have so many great songs. You know, I've never been like, oh, you know, I want to pop on Red Hot Chili Peppers. I never had that moment. Like, I've never been doing something. I'm like, you know what? I really, really want to listen to some Red Hot Chili Peppers right now. But it was a very good show and probably the best part of watching that Super Bowl, quite honestly. But yeah, Bruno was bigger than ever at this point. Red Hot Chili Peppers have been around for probably 15 years or so, maybe even a little bit longer. But a nice little like styles clash. You get the more pop style of Bruno and, you know, that vintage, not vintage, but like that 90s rock. However you wanted to find Red Hot Chili Peppers. So easy choice for this list. That's my number 8.
Very good. Yeah, I absolutely love that. The only contradiction I'll give you to that is listen to the Red Hot Chili Peppers Californication album.
Okay.
And I think if you sit down and you listen to that, you'll have a new appreciation where you're like, okay, I could see why people would sit down and listen to them quite a bit.
I have like listened to different various tracks on that, not the full thing. I feel like it's a vibe, like it's a certain type of vibe album. Like, you know what I mean? You kind of sit down and relax to enjoy it. But I mean that is one of their most famous albums, so I won't disagree with you on that at all.
Yeah, it's a good one. Like if you have time at work and you're doing something like that's non-strenuous and chill, that's a good album to have on while you're doing stuff like that. Good desk work album.
Yeah.
Very good. I'm going to put, let's do the recency bias one here. I'm going to put Usher at my number eight as far as the halftime show. I really enjoyed his halftime show last year.
Yeah.
Were the vocals the best? No, but the vocals aren't the best at most halftime shows, I'll say. It takes a really special talent to be like totally on point with everything. But like his movement was awesome. Going back to spectacle, when it comes to spectacle, I thought the spectacle of this show was really cool. I thought him doing Yeah at the End was such a smart choice and bringing Ludacris out because obviously it's such a great song. And because of how that Super Bowl went, it kind of was the highlight of the entire Super Bowl is having that. And it started to show where we are generationally, right? We're switching over from the bands like Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and the Who
Bruce Springsteen,
and Bruce
yeah.
Springsteen and the Chili Peppers, and we're moving towards, oh, Usher, one of the biggest R&B stars from our generation, taking over and doing the halftime show. So it was kind of a sign of the changing of the guard a little bit. I remember seeing Kendrick Lamar at UB for $30. I saw him. He's doing the Super Bowl halftime show next week.
Isn't that crazy?
It's fucking awesome. Like it's so cool to me. But yeah, it was one of those shows that was memorable for a lot of fun reasons. It was just fun. It's what a Super Bowl halftime show is supposed to be. Fun, entertaining. Someone who's gonna really bring it when it comes to that. And Usher did that. So he deserves number eight.
Absolutely. And ironically enough, we're gonna kind of, it's not like we're matching up, but I'm going to put them. I am going to put them here at my number seven because it was a fun show. That was again a lot of this is part of the experience of who I was around watching this with, right? Obviously, last year we were at the studio, my diaper party, got the big screen TV, good group of people sitting and watching this, and I just sat there and I loved every second of it. I can't name too many Usher songs off the top of my head, but he's an excellent performer. He's got some really great really top-notch music. It was very fun to sit there and watch that, and I'd have to agree that was one of the definite high points of watching that game last year. So, couldn't agree more. So, yes, number seven, Usher.
We knew exactly where that was going as soon as McCaffrey fumbled in the first quarter. We're like, oh, great,
Yeah.
cool, awesome.
Amazing how all that just happens for the Chiefs.
I can't start
No,
because I
we
won't
shouldn't.
stop.
We shouldn't.
Remind me to I there it's stuff that can never be put out publicly. But you gotta remind me, when after the Bills Chiefs game a couple weeks ago, Steve texted my group chat. He just said, "Does anybody hope anything bad happens to Patrick Mahomes?" And I need to show you just exactly what I responded to it.
It's yeah, we could go on a tirade and open this sucker right up. We're at a bit of a time crunch, but I could probably go for about an hour right now about how much I don't give a shit about the Chiefs and the Super Bowl.
It's just I can't, but it's also the media now being like, why aren't you respecting this team? It's
Yeah,
hilarious to me.
are
Like
they
I'm seeing
really?
so much of that.
Yeah, and they're like, shit, oh, how dare you believe that the NFL is rigged? Like, yeah, see, look at, we asked Roger Goodell about the Chiefs, about the officiating for the Chiefs. Of course, he said it's ridiculous. Yeah, because he's gonna come out and say, he's really gonna come out and say that, yeah, the refs are pulling for the Chiefs.
Yeah, why the hell would he do that?
I watched, unfortunately, too many Chiefs games this year, and something bullshit happened every single game.
Every time.
Every single game.
Anyway,
Anyways,
I
whatever.
yeah,
All right, I
I
feel a little
can't.
bit better.
I can't. I'm gonna put for my number seven, I'm gonna put Lady Gaga down here. She's someone else who is an incredible performer and knows how to like really, really bring it when it comes to performance specifically. We've seen now, especially with her acting like in A Star Is Born, like exactly her level of talent, and this showed it to the highest degree. Let me see who was. Why can't I remember who this was? Oh, this was the infamous Atlanta Falcons New England Patriots game.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
the 28-3 game or whatever, right?
Yep.
28-3.
28-3.
It
Yep.
just doesn't seem like a real thing that happens. So like when I say 28-3 every time, it seems like just impossible to come back from. But yeah, another game where the halftime show was the highlight, all things considered, based on the things that happened afterwards. She did a good amount of her hits, which was awesome. Like her dancers are always really good when it comes to performances. And it was just another really, really fun one, really great spectacle for it. So Lady Gaga comes in at my number seven.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, we actually are not gonna we're not gonna match on this one. We're gonna be a little split. So I don't have that one on the list, so breaking up the commonality, which is all
Sweet,
right.
sweet.
So my number six
Yes, sir.
is gonna be Maroon 5 in 2019. So 18-19, that was the Patriots Rams Super Bowl.
Yes.
And I was actually on my honeymoon during this game. During this game, I was re this is when I was like hyper, like intense about gotta watch football, brother. Oh, what am I doing? Like my wife, like she wouldn't sit with it. She wouldn't sit through it with me. It wasn't a great game, obviously, unless you like good defense. But it was cool being in a. They have like a little theater section on every single cruise ship. And we were just everybody was kind of just sitting there jamming, watching like this halftime show. I've enjoyed a lot of Maroon 5 music. I think they've had a lot of great songs. I think Adam Levine is like I don't know if he's like canceled right now or something. I don't know. I'm
He's
not.
just annoying.
Everybody gets canceled, I guess. He probably is, but I generally like a lot of Maroon 5 music and this is a kind of a nice way to do it. You're out in the middle. I think we probably took off at that time. Out there in the middle of the ocean, watching the Super Bowl, and then this halftime show comes on, and it's just loud, theater full of people. It was very, and they had it was cool too because they had very they had a Rams drink, themed drink where they had like they made it like blue and yellow, and they had a Patriots themed drink. On that for just for watching that game. So yeah, I'm gonna go Maroon 5 here from 2019 as my number six.
That is fun. I like the memory around that a lot. 'Cause I can't necessarily say I'm a huge Maroon 5 guy. But if I was in that environment, I probably would have enjoyed it quite a bit.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Well, for me, like Maroon 5 kind of came about where I was like associating all these like memories and stuff, all these good times and bad times with like music. Like Maroon 5 had just like from like 04 to 07, 08, not, they were just banger after banger after banger. They had so many hits. And so that's always been my kind of close affinity with Maroon 5. So
Yeah, very good.
thank you.
Absolutely love that. Let's go with this is where it starts to get really hard for me. I'm strictly because it was at the start of my lifetime and I didn't witness it live. It is very, very strictly for that reason. I'm gonna put Michael Jackson
Excellent.
at my number six. I don't have to say a ton about that. It's one of the best halftime shows just ever, period. Him doing Billie Jean is incredible. Black or White, We Are the World at the time, it was just, it's the biggest pop superstar on the planet. And the Bills were also in the Super Bowl that year. Like,
Yes.
it's cool that both of those things lined up at the same time, that he did a halftime show that the Buffalo Bills participated in the Super Bowl for. And ironically, OJ doing the coin toss for that, who would
What
later be
a
running
fucking
from the
all-star
cops.
cast that was.
It's a who's who of like all these people that some of them may be in hell right now, like just quite frankly. But it's just an incredible halftime show. I can't, what am I gonna do? Break down Michael Jackson and be like, oh, he's great for this reason and that. For people that don't know, we all know he's incredible. Like, that was his moment. That was his time to do the Super Bowl. It was an excellent show. So it deserves a spot on the list at number six. I wish I could put him higher, but wasn't alive for it. So
Fair.
I have to kind of use that as a reference point.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I have watched it. It didn't necessarily make my list because I don't remember watching it live. But as I said with Bruno Mars, like Michael, he's Michael without all the controversy. But as far as like a performer, like nobody, very few people beat MJ when it comes to that. Like he has some just incredible shows. I think I would have enjoyed seeing him in concert in his prime. Like I think that would have been wild, but
Would have loved to.
I really wasn't at that age where I could when he was in his like in his heyday.
Would have
He's
been so
so
cool.
damn good. He's so damn good.
He's incredible. He's one of the best artists of all time.
He did a show at in Niagara Falls. I forget when, but I was photographing a wedding at the old Rapids Theater. I think it closed down, but they had a picture of Michael performing there, which is like mind-boggling to me.
Wild
Like
to
that
think
he
about.
was at this. I mean, Niagara Falls is obviously not really this wonderful city, but he kind of came in and just he tore down this beautiful theater and whatnot. I feel like it was. I feel like it was in the last years before he passed away, which is
I
just
wouldn't,
wild to
yeah.
me. Because like, there's nothing around there. There's like a Burger King, a bunch of closed down businesses, and a new police station. Like that's all that's next to it. It's a pretty not great area. But it's wild to think that Michael came to there.
That's wild. It's so wild.
Yeah, for sure.
The Weeknd has a song on his new album called Niagara Falls, and you listen to it, it's kind of like a love song. Like, not a love song, but it's like about a girl,
Yeah.
like very clearly. And I'm listening to it and I go, what's hilarious about this song is there's a 20% chance it's a North Tonawanda girl he's talking about. Just happened to move down to the falls and be on and circumstantially in the right place for the weekend to write a song about that. Oh man, I
Most
could,
likely.
couldn't you see it? Like, it's very possible with the way Buffalo works.
Yeah. I like how like Buffalo's like zoned out. Like well, in Western New York, like you can tell what type of person someone is. You can kind of zone them out. Like, oh, it could be a Lockport one. That could be one from Lockport. This could be an NT, East Side, West. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
The further north you go, the grosser it gets. Like, that's just.
Sadly, yeah. It kind of is. It kind of is. Good Lord.
Oh, man. All right, we are on to our top five just like that.
All right. Reeling it back in. My number five, I'm going to put Rihanna from 2023 on my list here. Rihanna is another excellent performer. I don't think I've ever really heard a bad Rihanna song in my life. But I'm trying to think. So 22-23, that would have been the Eagles Chiefs Super Bowl, right?
That I believe was, and I'm double checking it right
Thank you.
now.
Yeah.
Yes, it was Eagles Chiefs. Another annoying Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, you know, I think I only watched till halftime, and then I came home and went to bed. That's how angry I was about football at that time. I don't know what it is with the Eagles and the Chiefs. It just really grinds my gears.
It's anything involving the Chiefs. Like, I get it.
But she was great. She was brilliant out there doing a lot of her hits, and she was doing it while pregnant, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's when she revealed she was having her second kid.
Yes. Like, how crazy is that? No, Rihanna's
good.
One of the goats. So, very happy that I got to live to see a Rihanna halftime show. So that is my number five.
Very good. I love that.
Thank you.
I'm going to go kind of within Rihanna's bracket a little bit. And I'm going to put Beyonce's halftime show from the Ravens 49ers Super Bowl
Okay.
at my number five. I really liked this one. This was another one that was put together spectacle-wise very, very well, the same way that I've been talking about with a lot of these. She just killed it as far as, like, dancers, set list, everything. Bringing Destiny's Child on for a song or two was a really awesome move to see them all together. If you remember, there was that infamous blackout right after the halftime show at the stadium because, like, it was just such a surge of power that eventually, like, half the stadium lights just wouldn't turn on. And it was around the time Dark Knight Rises came out within that year. So everybody is Bane coming right now? Like, there is that whole thing going around for a little bit. It was a great show, all in all. She's one of the biggest artists in the world for a reason. She deserved to have a halftime show spot, and I'm glad she got it. With that, I'm not the biggest fan in the world of her, but I do recognize when something is done really, really well, and that was really, really well done. So Beyonce comes in at number five.
I agree. That is an excellent selection. Excellent selection. Yeah, what a wild Super Bowl that was, huh? 49 at the Har Bowl.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Har Bowl.
Colin Kaepernick starting.
Yep.
For that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, and then it was Joe Flacco had a career like one of the best postseason runs of all time.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, good. that's where he got his Super Bowl. Like, good for him because he wouldn't have gotten it anywhere else.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
We're
all
true.
Right, my number four. I'm going to go with Katy Perry and Missy Elliott from 2015. Mostly because I think it was Left Shark. The Shark. I mean, I like Katy Perry's discography too. Missy Elliott's very, very talented. But The Shark stole the show. Like, I was like, this is crazy. So 2014-15, that would have been Seahawks Patriots, the infamous Malcolm Butler 1 yard line. We're not gonna run Marshawn Lynch Super Bowl at the very end.
Dumb
but great performance, you know, overall. But The Shark was like the Shark stole the show.
I remember Left Shark now.
Yeah, that was some good stuff. And that was like a meme, like an iconic meme photograph for years, after that. And it is still very iconic. So that'll be my number four.
Yeah, that was a good halftime show for the most part. That game just, man, it pisses me off every time I think about it. It's just like... Why the fuck wouldn't you run it with Marshawn Lynch at the goal line? Like,
yeah, there's all sorts of rumors and whatnot, but yeah, it's boneheaded.
It's hilarious to me. Marshawn was saying the other day that, like, he went right up to Pete Carroll and was like, "I told your ass. I told you." Like, petty as fuck.
Yeah. No, he was pissed and deservedly so.
Yeah,
because they didn't want Marshawn. If Marshawn would have scored that touchdown, he would have been Super Bowl MVP. And the rumor is that they didn't want him to do that because of all his being short with the media and whatnot.
Yeah, it was fucked up. But you have the best running back in the league at the time, and you don't utilize him the way you should. I don't fucking get it.
Seattle's downfall is that they propped up Russell Wilson too much when the team was carried by their defense and their run game, and Russell was just kind of he was a play it safe kind of guy. He could chuck some balls, but like he was pretty good, but that team was ground and pound and the defense. And,
yeah, 100%. Very good. I am going to put the halftime show from the first Chiefs and 49ers Super Bowl. It is the Shakira and Jennifer Lopez halftime show. It's iconic for so many reasons. But the reason it's going on here for me is it's two Latino women representing Latin culture in a beautiful way on the biggest stage ever. When it came to it, like, we had Gloria Estefan doing a Super Bowl a while back, you know, Enrique Iglesias, as you said earlier, was on one, but this is two of the biggest Latin artists in the world, and then bringing like J Balvin and Bad Bunny on stage too, and like having them, it was just I felt very represented and very proud of my culture in that moment. And my God, Shakira and J-Lo can still move. Holy shit. Like, it was just, in a word, mesmerizing. You had the whole meme of Shakira doing the tongue thing that came out of that one, which was hilarious.
Yeah.
Just like, I kept seeing a bunch of stuff about that afterwards.
I forgot about that part.
It's another way you got to weigh these halftime shows is like, what memes came out of this that were hilarious? Yeah, it's just an iconic halftime show. It was awesome to watch. So that comes in at my number four.
That is actually my number three.
Excellent.
That was my number three. I love that. I don't know. Shakira, to me, Shakira is just like perfection. All right. She looks fantastic. She sounds fantastic. I hit puberty again watching that halftime show. And that was a really cool one. I was actually at Kyle's house in Kenmore, and me and hanging out with all his friends. That was the kind of the first time I wanted to not watch. Like, I kind of regret it in hindsight because, like, the fact that, like, thinking about not wanting to watch the Super Bowl with my family is kind of like, eh. Like, I hate that feeling. But it was just like, man, I really want to just go hang out with my friends and do this. And we went at the tiki bar at his parents' house, and it was a very fun vibe. They filled this awesome little shed, and we were just watching it, and it was the greatest thing. It was so amazing. I could honestly, I think there's an argument where I could make it number two on my list as well, but. That one I will never forget anytime soon. I was listening to Shakira's like best of album on like Apple Music like for like weeks upon like after that. So yeah, loved that one.
Oh, it's hilarious. It's just the context of we were all a bunch of dudes in a shed watching Shakira and J-Lo. That just sounds very like eighth grade to me.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, man. Very good. Very, very good. My number three is going to be one that was mentioned, and that's Rihanna's halftime show. Yeah, I'm a huge Rihanna fan. I had the chance to see her live about 10 years ago, and it was incredible. My wife has also seen her live at least once. I want to say twice, but I think at least once. She's seen her before. We're huge. This is a Rihanna household. We fucking stan Rihanna so hard. I knew she was going to be awesome in that halftime show. She's had hit after hit after hit in her career. So there were so many good songs that she at least touched on. Like, there were some that were incomplete, but she at least touched on them a little bit. Just so they were included, and it was blended really well. It was one of the best halftime shows I've ever seen, period. So that comes into my number three.
Very good. Very good. I'm glad we meshed there. I'm glad we had a common one there. And yeah, that's deservedly
it's so
up there.
Good. It's so good. It like she just has so many hits.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not much of a concert person, but I think I would make an exception for to go see Rihanna live.
It's
I
worth it.
definitely think so. All right. So we're on our number two already.
Number two already, my friend.
Okay, so I remember this one because it was shit on as soon as it was announced. But this is from 2016. It would have been the Denver Panthers or the Broncos Panthers Super Bowl. Peyton Manning's last
Guess.
ride.
Guess.
They announced Coldplay as the halftime show, and everyone's like, "Oh God, And I fucking love Coldplay. Like, Coldplay was so important to me in high school. Like, listen to those tracks. But the NFL heard some of the criticism, or whoever was running the halftime show heard some of the criticism. So they did throw some heavy hitters to like enhance it, and it ended up being a really good halftime show. Beyonce and Bruno Mars were eventually added to Coldplay. I personally would have been fine with Coldplay, but I
They
understand.
would have
Like,
been fine. They would have been fine on their
they would
own.
have been fine, but for some reason, Coldplay is just not enough. So they added Bruno, which obviously not opposed to that, and Beyonce is one of the greatest female, pop artists of all time. She's killing it in country music now, apparently. So it made for an excellent halftime show, a memorable one. This is like when I really got diehard into football. This is like basically the first one. Like 2015 was my first season, like all in fantasy football, collecting jerseys, watching every single game that I could. And so that's part of what the reason. That's another reason why this one's so memorable.
Love it. Yeah, that's why I'll always remember like 2 seasons ago when I really started getting into it. Like
Yeah.
that was my first one as a hardcore where I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I know most aspects of this now. Very good.
Thank
Yeah,
you.
that's a great choice. It just missed my list. My number two is going to be some of my favorite artists of all time, all put together on one show. This is the halftime show from a few years ago in want to make sure I get the year right, 2022. It is the Cincinnati Bengals and Los Angeles Rams Super Bowl, and the halftime show is Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg,
Oh,
Kendrick
yes.
Lamar, Eminem, and I believe Mary J. Blige is the other one that was advertised on there. Awesome show, just top to bottom, so good. If you listen to this show, you know I'm a huge hip hop guy. You know I love West Coast rap, and it was a West Coast rap showcase, an Aftermath showcase. Eminem brought the house down doing Lose Yourself. It was awesome to see him get his halftime show moment finally. Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg have just been doing their thing forever. It was awesome to see 50 Cent hanging upside down and doing In the Club. His fat ass being like.
They were saying they were saying that inflation had he was $1.25 now or something like that. I remember those
He's a whole
comments.
silver dollar, dude. It's crazy. He was like his big ass just hanging upside down doing it in the club, but it was still awesome. Yeah, it was such a great halftime show, and it was right up my alley. I watched that with all my friends who are also huge fans of hip hop, especially that era of hip hop. So it was fun for all of us to be able to see. That comes in at my number two.
Excellent, my man. Excellent. I have a feeling that we're gonna match up our number ones. I
I
have
think
a
we
weird hunch.
are. I'm almost sure this is most people's number one, but
You want to
I.
say it at the same time on a count of three?
Yeah.
All right.
One,
1, 2,
two, three.
3. Prince.
Prince.
Okay. All right. That's what I figured.
I don't know how it couldn't be for most people. It's an incredible, like everything you want from a halftime show, you have in the Prince halftime show. It's so fucking good.
I feel like that, like, I don't believe in, like, I have a tough time believing, like, miracles and just, like, perfect things, but him doing Purple Rain and his whole set while in the middle of a thunderstorm
No, it's like, come
was
on.
like, this is destiny. Like,
It
this
was
was meant to be.
so good. Like, if you listen to him do 1999 during that set and you don't feel anything, you have no soul. Like, I'm sorry, you don't have like every part of that set is just perfect. It's perfect. The ambiance is perfect, like you said. Prince was perfect. The performance aspect was perfect. Your Colts won the Super Bowl that year. Like,
It was a shitty Super Bowl too. Like, it was not a good game, but I was a Colts fan. Like, it was exciting for me that I got to see them win a go, but I don't look back on that game with very high regard. I would not be able to sit through that again. Like, I would not be able to sit through that game again. It
It
was
was
so
rough.
lousy, but God dang, that halftime performance was legendary.
Like, fuck, it was so good. It was so good. I don't know if you go back through every halftime show in history and you don't put Prince at least in your top three, what are you doing?
I
What are you
agree.
doing?
I agree.
There will never be a halftime show, in my opinion, that gets any better than that.
Yeah, that one lives forever etched in my mind. It was actually cool. So, I was browsing eBay and I found somebody did like an artist card of Prince performing at the halftime show. Like, they did like a sketch card, but they had it like graded and stuff. And I actually sent it to my good friend Brandon Rogers. You know him as Coconut Jones.
Yes, sir.
He was my co-host for Colts Fans in Bills Land. At the end of last year, we kind of decided to put an end to the show. But I sent it to him because I know how much he loves Prince. And just like it was just destiny, right? That event happened like that. So,
So good.
yeah.
So good. Before we go, do you have one off the top of your head that is your least favorite?
Least favorite. Ooh, that's a very good question. It's so hard to say. It's hard to say because, like, the one that comes to my mind instantaneously, even though I actually like them, was like the Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers one. But I like Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, but it seems so like scaled back from previous. Like, it was just a weird halftime show selection. Let me scroll through the list. I have the list right in front of me. If you have yours, if you just give me a moment, I'd love to give you a more accurate answer.
Oh, absolutely. I have one that like sticks out to me as the worst one of all time, and it's the Black Eyed Peas when they did the Packers and Steelers halftime show in 2011. It was trash, awful, 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 awful piece of shit performance. And I hope they never touch anything like that ever again. It was just so awful. Fergie cannot sing to save her life live. She just can't. Slash being a part of that was like, I was like, what are you doing, dude? Like,
You
it
know what? I think I'd probably have to agree with you.
was
I
so bad.
apologize for the Tom Petty slander, but that was bad.
It
That
was
was
awful.
really bad. I was big in social media that, and it was just not great. That everybody was kind of dumping on it, which stinks. Like, it's unfortunate because they're actually like a very good group for music and. They dropped the ball really
It
bad on that one.
was awful. Well, it made you realize how much their music sounded exactly the same at the time too.
Yes.
Because like they're going through the set list and you're like, oh, okay, same thing. We're at the same vibe right now. Brutal.
That's for sure.
But that was it. That was our halftime show list. I'm looking forward to the halftime show on Sunday more than anything else. That's the only thing of the game that I'll really watch. If somehow the Eagles win and Saquon has an MVP interview and it's really good, that's probably the second thing that I'll watch when it comes to that. The football gods have been so cruel this year, for so many reasons, just between both of our fantasy seasons, both of our teams getting the short end of the stick once again when it came to the seasons. I really, really, really pray that Saquon just runs all over this defense. I don't think he's going to because it's the number one rushing defense in the league. But please, for the love of God, just give us something. If, at least for Saquon's sake. I don't care about either team's fan bases or anything like that. Saquon. Just Saquon.
Yeah, I guess I probably won't be tuning into the game, but it will give me hope if they do lose. If they if the Eagles do somehow pull it off, even though I wish it would end in a tie, because I don't think Philly fans deserve shit either. But
no, I don't think so.
We'll see. Next week, Brian is expected to be off as well, so it will be myself and Dan again. And I do have a list in mind if you are willing to hear it. So next Friday is Valentine's Day. So I've always thought about doing this list. Why don't we do like our favorite date night list, right? Something that we've done with our wives. It doesn't have to be a specific memory, but maybe favorite places to go out on a date.
I would absolutely be down for that. I may throw some specific memories in there.
That's too. More than okay, too, because I'm sure I have plenty that are connected with all my ideal date nights, too. But, I figure it would be kind of a nice one to, throw some to honor our wives, give some props to our wives as we do as often as we can. Mm-hmm. But dating is fun, and being married, especially, you still have to do dates. Like it's so important. And
yes,
I don't know if we've ever done a Valentine's Day specific episode. I don't think we have.
I don't think we have as long as I've been on the show. So I think it'd be a great idea.
So that's where we're gonna roll with me and Dan next week. Our top 10 date night. We'll call it. We'll iron out the name. But. But yeah, that's where we're going to roll with for next week ahead of Valentine's Day. Of course, as I mentioned at the top of the show, make sure you go and find us on YouTube, Eat Sleep List. Mondays and Tuesdays, that's when we get to work. The channel's already up. There will be a Patreon at some point to help support the show. But we're looking at a more, like I said, more psychological, like mentally beneficial, socially beneficial, emotionally beneficial angle. We're still doing fun lists. It's kind of cool. I feel like a teacher when I'm talking.
Yeah.
And putting together these lists. I've had a lot of fun putting these episodes together. Next week, we got some fun ones. And the week after that, we got some very fun ones planned too. So, make sure you go find, like, and subscribe to all that. And of course, tell some people. Some people.
Tell your friends, tell your moms, tell your dads, tell everybody.
Absolutely.
Very good. It was great seeing you as always, my friend.
Likewise, my man.
Make sure you subscribe to us everywhere you can. And like Matt said, check out the YouTube page. And from Matt and myself, do you eat the list? I never meant to cause you any sorrow. I never meant to cause you any pain. I only wanted one time to see you laughing, babe. Only wanna see you laughing, yeah, in the purple rain, purple rain.